You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Nearly 60 years ago, the city of San Francisco named a unique street Brotherhood Way. On the south side of Brotherhood Way, there's a row of churches and faith-based institutions. So how did this artery of road become the heart of different religious groups? KLW's Truk Nguyen has this story from our archives.
There's a road in South San Francisco that begins at Lake Merced where families stroll and ride bikes. Pigeons and seagulls sunbathe on the rocks, mallard ducks quack and paddle. As you head east on the street, the sound of birds are replaced by the whiz of cars. And you can start to see why this road is called Brotherhood Way. People zip past what is practically an entire neighborhood of religious institutions. There's a Masonic temple, a bilingual Armenian school, a Jewish day school, synagogue, Catholic, and Christian churches spread out on the mile-long road. Holy Trinity is the biggest building on Brotherhood Way. It's a Greek Orthodox church and can seat 900 people. Around 100 people sit listening to a Sunday morning service. Above them is a mosaic of the face of Christ that takes up the entirety of the church's 3,400 square foot dome and weighs as much as a fully loaded fire truck. I speak to churchgoer Mary Chicos after the service. She points to black and white photographs framed and mounted on the wall.
This is me, my mother-in-law, and the girls are here, but nobody recognizes them because they all look alike.
Yeah, I think that's me. I'm not 100% sure, though.
Here.
Or maybe here.
And that's Maria Mistos, Mary Chicos' goddaughter. Maria's been coming to this church for 50 years, since she was 9.
We're all like a neighborhood. We know our fellow churches right next door, and we help one another.
Before it was home to all these religious institutions, and before it was even a road, Brotherhood Way was an arroyo, draining into Lake Merced. The land was largely undeveloped until a Catholic church called St. Thomas More bought a plot in 1951. At that time, the city sold parcels at a decreased rate to religious groups, groups like Congregation Beth Israel Judea. This is a Shabbat service at Beth Israel, where worshipers are welcomed with drums, tambourines, and singing. I speak to Rabbi Gottlieb after the service. He tells me that this synagogue sparked the idea to name the street Brotherhood Way.
Once it became a place of interfaith worship and gathering, the city fathers were persuaded to change the name to Brotherhood Way to reflect the ideals of our communities.
Gottlieb tells me there's a brotherhood association made up of religious leaders and members of various congregations.
Maybe quarterly, something like that, a few times a year to share what's going on in our communities. And there are a number of food festivals and other kinds of communal events that take place during the year on Brotherhood Way.
One of the bigger events that take place on Brotherhood Way is the annual Armenian Food Festival and Bazaar, hosted by the Calvary Armenian Congregational Church.
But inside the church, if you enter, as you see, we don't have too many statues and things like that. There's a simple Armenian cross in the pulpit.
That's Pastor Nurses Balabanian. His services feel a little more modern than, say, Holy Trinity, the Greek Orthodox Church. When he preaches, he points to PowerPoint slides with photos and words written in both English and Armenian. And in this particular sermon, Balabanian talks about selfies in a sermon about selfishness.
Selfies, it became a dictionary word, by the way. A photograph that one has taken...
Balabanian tells me that he prefers to really engage with his congregation instead of just speaking at them.
Sisterhood or brotherhood, I want to be inclusive, means... community means togetherness, people who come together, and we need that.
And not just in church, but across religions too. Rabbi Gottlieb agrees.
The name was changed to Brotherhood Way to acknowledge the peaceful coexistence of the various faith communities. And I think it stands as an example of how American society should be and could be.
When the city was first considering changing the streets name to Brotherhood Way, Sanford A. Marcus, a member of Congregation Beth Israel, wrote a letter to the San Francisco Chronicle.
This unique situation where peoples of different faiths will worship side by side is indeed a tribute to this great city where brotherhood of men has long been an established way of life.
Since then, Brotherhood Way has heard many languages and ways of worship.
At the same time, there is a time for collective prayer.
We are living in right side up in an upside down world.
Amen to that. For Cross Currents, I'm Truk Nguyen in San Francisco.